The overall number of homeless counted in the last 10 days of January climbed slightly over last year, with a total of 1,309 homeless compared to 1,245 last year. But officials say they believe the methodology used in the count was much more accurate this year. Volunteers canvassed emergency shelters, warming centers, transitional housing projects, and also spoke to those known as unsheltered who were living in their cars or outside. In all, 211 locations in the city and county were included, as opposed to 173 locations last year. Program Director of Community, Housing, and Human Services, Tisha Danzig, says the demographic breakdown of the numbers showed some positive signs.
We saw a decrease in chronic homelessness again this year. So that's a 21% decrease over the last 2 years. That's incredible to me. Chronic homelessness is someone that's experienced homelessness for a year or more, or four instances, plus a disabling condition. So those are generally folks that have a lot of barriers and are struggling, and our programs have been able to address their needs and get them into permanent housing.
Other bright spots include an 11.5% reduction in veteran homelessness from 2018 and an 8% decrease in the number of families with minor children. On the downside, the survey showed a 7% increase in the number of young adults and a 10% increase in the number of youth ages 17 and younger who are homeless. Danzig said overall, the data indicated that some 3,000 people were tallied as leaving the ranks of the homeless population in the last year. At the rollout of the numbers, Mayor David Condon took the opportunity to plug the new Envision Resource Center, which will open its doors next week. The center is described as a one-stop shop for those in need with various services. He said that the center will be available for everyone who needs assistance, including those who are no longer homeless.
We'll have legal assistance. Maybe someone's eligible for Medicaid and didn't realize it, you know, that they had gotten below the threshold and now Chaz is there. So did you know you could have a new medical home at Chaz? We see that as a challenge, that someone might, you know, graduate, but we don't really want them to go through the life changes to have to then go experiencing homelessness just to then access services again. How can we plug them into those resources?
The point-in-time count is used to complete grant applications and reports required by state and federal homeless service funders. I'm Steve Jackson reporting.